Today is the 31st. It's the last day of March. It's Thursday. And tonight at midnight, around midnight, is a new moon. So we have two things in our meditation today. The first is the reappearance meditation. And the next is the new moon meditation. I wanted to say a few things about this new moon. Alexis actually sent the chart. I can talk about it now, and you can look later. The chart has Mercury right before the sun and the moon, and then Chiron is part of that, of this new moon. One thing I wanted to say about the sky, nothing is retrograde. Everything in the sky is moving forward. And when that occurs, and that's unusual, when that occurs, time seems to be passing swiftly. Everything's moving forward very quickly. And so let us be aware of that, that nothing is retrograde. We won't have a retrograde until the end of April, and that's when Pluto retrogrades. And then no more retrogrades until perhaps about the 10th of May. Then we have our second Mercury retrograde. So just be aware right now, everyone, that we are moving swiftly forward. Also, this Aries new moon is the first new moon of the new spiritual year. And that Aries new moon is a template for the coming new year. And it's important for us to see where this new moon is. 11 degrees, 31 minutes, Aries. Where is that in our chart? And are there any other 11 or 12 degrees in our chart in the process? New moon is a time of implementing all things new, but especially the Aries new moon, implementing all things new for the coming year. And also with the new moon conjunct Chiron, that which is a wound, when tended to, can become a healing. Then we too become healers. We heal, are able to heal others, recognizing what their wound might be. This new moon is also preparing us for the following three spring festivals, the full moon times of Aries, when we experience the love of the hierarchy and love of God for humanity. The Taurus festival we saw when we experienced the will from the Buddha, who makes his annual visit from Shambhala. And then the Gemini festival, when we experience the divine intelligence and of God. And it's the festival of goodwill and the festival of humanity. Let us be aware of our Chirons, what is the wound. And I just wanted to say that this is a very potent, important new moon. Let us begin to imagine what it is that we want in our coming new year. Let us begin to imagine it and the seeds of Aries. We encounter the seeds of Aries within our imagination so that all that is new can come forth for us. I will talk later about the Jupiter, Neptune, and Pisces, which is affecting everyone on the Earth, affecting in such a way that that which we see might not be the reality. But with Jupiter, Neptune, the veils begin to part. Also, Neptune is oil, and Jupiter is big, big oil prices, big pharma, big poisons. And so let us be aware of what's happening in our world in terms of these transits. Well, let us begin our meditation this morning, everyone. We call in our group members, our families, friends, and loved ones. We stand overlooking the valley, and we invite everyone to join us in this new moon meditation. The new moon happens tonight at midnight. So we'll be doing the new moon meditation early, and all day will be in preparation for tonight's new moon meditation, new moon. It happens at 11:24 p.m. West Coast time, 1:24 Central time, 11 degrees, 31 minutes. So let us stand together, everyone, in this preparatory time. Let us stand within the light of Aries rays 1 and 7. We do have an interesting chart. You'll see that there is a lot in Capricorn, then a lot in Pisces, Aquarius, Pisces, and Aries. So we have quite an interesting chart right now. We have Pluto in Capricorn. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lights in Aquarius. And we have 2 lights in Pisces. And then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lights in Aries. So let us stand together under the lights of the heavens, the diamond light coming down. Let us stand together and greet those in the valley, and we see the rising sun reflected on the ocean. We stand with those who came before us. We prepare the way for those who come after us. We stand together with the Christ in the hierarchy on this Thursday, Jupiter's day, and we send our heart to the Christ's heart, our soul to the Christ's soul. Standing under the light of the Father, the Shambhala light, we say our soul invocation. We build the Antakarana. We stand within the spiritual triad, and we build the rainbow bridge together. So let us say our soul invocation. Let us use our creative imagination. We call all of humanity to say this soul invocation with us. And we say these words, we identify with them. We say together, I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. I am the soul. Let us stand together now in the center of a six-pointed star. Let us surround our country and people. Let us surround our entire earth, all the kingdoms, with a six-pointed star. And let us now lift up the personalities of all of humanity to the light of the soul. We visualize this occurring, everyone. We visualize the light of the soul coming forth. We stand within the divine ideas from the mind of God. We unfold within ourselves the six-pointed star. And as we stand within that six-pointed star, all around us, the six-pointed star unfolds within all of humanity. As we stand here together, let us look up and see another triangle, the will of God and the will to good. This is the will to love. We surround everyone and everything with this fiery triangle. When the fires touch the hearts and minds of humanity, the will to good and the will to love becomes goodwill, right relations, peace and beauty and harmony that humanity seeks. And we stand here now with our reappearance meditation, We stand with the hierarchy. We stand close to the Christ and at the heart of hierarchy. We stand within the tool of love wisdom. As we say this meditation today, our meditation becomes a healing for all those in need. Now we open up the healing dimension and the barters. As we stand close to the Christ, in the light of our soul, we say to the Christ, people of goodwill can come together to make things better. And we know these are good words said by a disciple. We are aware of how goodwill is created in humanity. We align with the will to good, ray 1 into ray 2. We radiate the will to good to humanity. And then the will to good becomes goodwill within humanity. we understand this precipitation, and this understanding is all of the disciples' tasks. And so today, on our Thursday rhythms, we recite the reappearance mantra with the Christ. This is our weekly rhythm. As we do this every week, we create a new rhythm upon the earth. We join a new group of world servers everywhere and those who are standing within the light. And we stand with the Christ and the avatar of synthesis. We stand together under the light of the group soul. We face the Christ with intention, dedication, and love. And we say, forgetting the things which lie behind, we strive towards our highest spiritual possibilities. We dedicate ourselves anew to the service of the coming one. We will do all we can to prepare men's minds and hearts for that event. We have no other life intention. May the power of the one life pour through the group of all true servers. May the love of the one soul characterize the lives of all who seek to aid the great ones. May we fulfill our part in the one work through self-forgetfulness, harmlessness, and right speech. And we say these words again, forgetting the things which lie behind. We strive towards our highest spiritual possibilities. We dedicate ourselves anew to the service of the coming one. We will do all we can to prepare men's minds and hearts for that event. We have no other life intention. Now let us stand together with the Christ in silence. Stand together with the Christ with dedication and intention. Let us be still for a moment as we do this work together. Now let us say our new moon meditation together, everyone. Our new moon meditation. When we do new moon meditations, we support and uplift the endeavors of all the new group of world servers and all the seed groups everywhere. It is the law of service that oversees the Aquarian age. We stand in service. We do our world work together. We call in all the energies of the cosmos to support in us, and we strengthen the hands, endeavors of the new group of world servers. The new group of world servers is comprised of men and women all over the world who work for equality, opportunity, justice, inclusiveness, and right relationships. The new group of world servers functions in every field of human endeavor in all parts of the world. For the most part, the new group of world servers and their work is unrecognized. Yet they meet not only human needs, but they work for the welfare of all living beings. Through an understanding of our planetary interrelationships and of the power of goodwill to bring about instructive change. The power of goodwill to bring about constructive change. The new moon and full moon times are timing mechanisms. When we focus on the sun and the rays and the sign that the sun is receiving, we consciously align with the rhythmic patterns of energies flow. And this is a creative endeavor when we see it creatively using our creative imagination. As we do this, we become part of a planetary meditative process carried forward at all levels of consciousness. With great creative potential, we are anchoring the seeds of the new era of the coming civilization, the new Aquarian era, under the new laws and principles of the Aquarian age. And so we gather together in our ashram, which is wherever we are, and we visualize that we are all in this ashram together. So as we stand here together under the light of Aries, preparing for the Aries new moon, we strengthen and support and uplift the hands of all the new group of world servers everywhere. And we say, we are one with our group brothers and sisters, and all that we have is theirs. May the love which is in our soul pour forth to them. May the strength which is in us lift and aid them. May the thoughts which our soul creates reach and encourage them. We recognize our place as a group within the heart center of the new group of world servers. As we align with the new group of world servers and with the hierarchy, we mentally extend a line of lighted energy towards the spiritual hierarchy. This is the planetary heart center. It is the ashram of Sanat Kumara. And then we extend a loving light to the Christ, to his heart, who is the heart of love within the hierarchy. He is Maitreya, the world teacher, who's preparing for his reappearance. We prepare with him. And then we send this loving light towards Shambhala, Sanat Kumara, the place where the will of God is known. As we stand here together, we ponder upon our role within the new group of world servers. We ponder upon our role, and we stand mediating between hierarchy and humanity. We respond to the hierarchical impression to stand together, to align together, and to align humanity with the new group of world servers, with the hierarchy and with Shambhala. As we do this work together with our creative imagination, we help bring the plan of God into existence. And now we reflect upon Aries and the seed thought. And why do we do this? Through the impression and expression of certain great ideas, humanity must be brought to the understanding of the fundamental ideals which govern the New Age. And this understanding, this education of humanity, is a major task of the new group of world servers. So we stand under the light of Aries, which is the light of life itself. And we visualize that it is a dim point of light. It is a point of light within a circle. This dim point of light is found at the center of a new cycle of manifestation. And this is the new moon for the new spiritual year. And this point of light within the circle is faint and flickering. It is the searchlight of the Logos. It seeks that which can be used for divine expression. And we turn towards the great ones and we say, let us be used for divine expression. Prepare us to be used for divine expression. And so we see rays 1 and 7. The color of ray 1 is white and red. The color of 7 is violet and lavender. And we stand within the keynote of Aries, which is Mercury and the soul speaking. I come forth, and from the plane of mind I rule. I come forth, and from the plane of mind I rule. And if we were standing on the cardinal cross, if we have mounted the cardinal cross, we have synthesized all previous levels of existence, and we have taken conscious responsibility for the right use of will, ray one, in organization and in direction of our daily life. Ray 7. When we have stepped upon the cardinal cross, when we have mounted the cardinal cross, we are in touch with the plane of intuition. We are able to perceive essential quality of life within all forms. We are able to recognize and work with the plan of evolution. We are in touch with our role for its unfoldment. Aries is a conscious personification of the will to good. The will to good, Ray 1 through Ray 2, anchored Ray 7. There are four keynotes. Express the will to be and to do, Ray 1. Unfold the power to manifest, Ray 1 and Ray 7. Enter into battle for the Lord, Mars and Ray 6. Arrive at unity through effort, Mercury and Ray 4. When we are soul-centered, when we are Mercury-ruled, when our Aries is Mercury and Uranus-ruled, we are able to arouse, stimulate, and infuse new spiritual awareness into all of our activities. This is the fire of divine impulse. It can penetrate into all forms and bring forth a spiritual will at its center. Through the energies of Pluto and Vulcan, rulers of the first ray, and Scorpio, ruled on the soul level by Mars. Aries has the will and the power to transform the lower into the higher, desire into aspiration. This transformational ability is expressed through the mind. It is this intuitively based mind that is the weapon of the highest unfoldment of Aries. Aries is a fiery channel that provides for Mercury's expression, allowing for the birth of new and true ideas coming from the mind of God. Such an idea is an actuality, a spiritual impulse taking form, and it flows through our mind and into our lives. We stand with the light of Aries, Rays 1 and 7. We are inspired, and thus we inspire others. We know that you and I are one, always unified. We stand within the fire of identification. At first we were a pulse, then we became a glow, and now we have become a diamond radiance. We stand with the purposeful use of will, and again, we come forth. And from the plane of mind, we rule. Let us be still for a moment, everyone, and see this plane of mind, this will coming forth, the will to love coming forth from the mind of God, from the heart of God, into our minds, our hearts. Let us be still for a moment so we can absorb divine impressions, words, pictures, and let them settle within us. Let us realize that as we do this meditation, we become creative agents. As we do this meditation, we endeavor to build the new world, the new era. And our creative imagination and our meditation, these are our agents, our tools. Meditation process is a creative work, using the creative imagination, using our mind to envision all that we are doing. And all can come forth. If we only stay with devotion, we only remain mystical, and the vision remains unformed, unanchored. And so let us visualize the precipitation of the will to good and the will to love streaming into the planet. It flows from the Big Dipper through Aries. Notice, remember, the pointer of the Big Dipper. It flows through Aries. It flows down into the heart of the sun. It flows through Mars and Mercury and Uranus. It flows down through Shambhala into the hierarchy, the Christ, the new group of world servers, through the hierarchy, which is the planetary heart, through the Christ, the world teacher, through the new group of world servers where we stand, and then into all the men and women of goodwill on the planet, everywhere in the world, and finally through the hearts and minds of the whole human family. We consider this one life and this love of the one soul, and we see it working out in the world through the members of the new group of world servers. And as we work together, we build a thought form of solution for world problems. And now, as we gather this light of Aries, we're going to say the great invocation together. We build first by standing within the five-pointed star, which is Venus. Venus unites everything that is separate. We stand in Darjeeling, New York City, London, Geneva, Tokyo, and Darjeeling. We stand in the center of a cross. We receive from above and anchor below and share side to side. And we say together, from the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on us. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out. May it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And our mantra of unification, so that we can offer to the children of the world the direction that they need to be the loving understandings. We offer them these words and we place them within their hearts and minds, and we stand with them as teachers to them. We visualize this. The sons of men are one, and we are one with them. We seek to love, not hate. We seek to serve and not exact due service. We seek to heal, not hurt. Let pain bring due reward of light and of love. Let the soul control the outer form and life in all events, and bring to light the love which underlies the happenings of the time. Let vision come in insight. Let the future stand revealed. Let inner union demonstrate and outer cleavages be gone. Let love prevail. Let all men love. And we extend our love. We extend our love towards all those seeking a home, all those who have become migrants, who their home has been destroyed, all those seeking a home. Let the souls of each one of them protect and guard and guide them. And now let us stand looking over the valley, those walking from Pisces to Aquarius. We invite them to say the Kali Yuga prayer with us. And as we say it, we lift up our lamps in this darkness. We lift up our lamps in the darkness so that their pathway is not so dark. And we invite them to say with us, lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from chaos to beauty. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from the unknown to the known, and from chaos to beauty. And each day as we do our work together, we lift up the kingdoms to the kings of beauty. And now once again, everyone, let us be still for a moment, letting this meditation, our dedications, our visualizations settle within us, and then we'll say our three ohms together. Notice how our creative imagination is limitless. Our creative imagination is our creativity, and it's limitless. Now let us say our three ohms together, everyone. Joining with the new group of world servers everywhere, joining with the sun and the moon, with Chiron, with all the great ones, with everyone in heaven, and everyone on earth. So let us now begin to gather this meditation around ourselves, everyone, today. New moon day. The new moon occurs at midnight, around midnight. So we are in preparation for it. Before we go to sleep at night, let us have the intention to participate wherever we are, whatever we're doing. Many times we're in school between 10 and 5. So if we're in our school, we'll be doing the meditation when it occurs, when the new moon occurs. We can visualize that. Let us precipitate down now into our three-dimensional world. Let us see what our tasks are today on this Thursday, Jupiter's day. Remember that we choose joy today. When we've completed our tasks, we complete our tasks with ease, with harmony, with beauty, with grace. And at the end of the day, we review the day. No matter what happened during the day, we see that the day was good. If we encounter something that was unskillful, we redo that event and make it skillful. And then we see that the day was good. And now, let us further precipitate down into our three-dimensional world.